Lewis Sacker writes creepy, funny, often weird books for kids. His Wayside School stories are favorites in elementary schools. His 1999 Newbery Medal winner, Holes, is still flying off shelves. Sacker's new book is an eco-bioterror mystery thriller comedy. It's called Fuzzy Mud. When he came by NPR West a few days ago, I asked him to introduce the three main characters, starting with the protagonist, Tamaya Dilwadi, who's a bit different from the typical hero in today's books for young readers.
If it's a girl main character especially, they're sassy and spunky, and she's the opposite. She's this very quiet girl who just wants to do good, please the teachers. And that's worked pretty well for her through kindergarten through fourth grade. But now that she's in fifth grade, her friends are now calling her a goody-goody and things like that. And she's not sure when the rules have changed. And then she walks every day to school with Marshall Walsh, who she's kind of had a crush on over the years, but nothing.
She's in fifth grade. He's in seventh grade.
Right. But lately, she's not sure why, but he's been kind of acting like a jerk. And we find out that he's basically been bullied this year. Mm-hmm. And the bully is the third main character. That's Chad Hillegas.
And right next to the school is a pretty scary woods. And that's where they encounter this mysterious mud.
Right, yeah. Chad threatens to beat Marshall up after school. So when Marshall and Tamaya walk home, he leads her on this shortcut through the woods, and they proceed to get lost, and she discovers this odd-looking substance that she calls fuzzy mud.
And I want to not give away too much again, but the fuzzy mud is really, the source of the mystery and terror, I guess, that takes place.
Right. It's a pretty scary story.
There's a biotech firm.
Right. And they're genetically engineering these slime mold, and some of these have escaped. And that's become the cause of the fuzzy mud.
So let's do some play acting. I'm going to play the part of a skeptical publisher. So, biotech eco-disaster thriller for young readers. Lewis Sacker, what's wrong with you?
Kids love to be scared. You know, whether they get the environmental implications, and I think most will, but, you know, it's a good scary story.
It's scary, and there's even, with this biological agent, it's horror. It's almost like something out of a David Cronenberg movie. kind of body horror.
Well, yeah, when writing it, I had to be very careful, had to find the right balance. So it couldn't be too horrific because it's for kids and it's just supposed, at its core, it's a fun, scary story. You know, at certain drafts, it would cross the line too much one way and then it would swing back and it would be not scary enough, you know, the next time through. So I had to find the right balance.
There's something especially fascinating about this particular age. Tamaya is in fifth grade. The boys are in seventh grade. There's this kind of fascination about the opposite sex, but it's they don't quite understand what it's all about yet.
Yeah, I mean, especially for Tamaya, and you know, her group of friends are at the beginning of the book are very excited because they're sitting next to older boys, and you know, and getting to hang out with older boys is just very exciting for them, although Tamaya is kind of too scared to say anything.
And the rules are all changing. I think it's Tamaya who observes at one point that, wait, when did all of a sudden it's bad to be good?
Right, right. You know, up until fifth grade, she and her friends all, you know, just tried to please the teacher and do their homework. And now suddenly her friends are no longer acting like that. They call her a goody-goody and a goody-two-shoes, and she's not sure what happened.
I'm curious about the name of our female protagonist here, because arguably your most famous character was Stanley Yelnats, and his name is a palindrome.
Right.
I was wondering if there was something that I was not getting about Tamaya Dilwadi.
No.
Sounds vaguely Indian.
Right. And it was, I didn't want a name like Sarah or Vanessa or, you know. The world's getting much more diverse, and I wanted her to sound more ethnic, but I didn't really have any specific ethnicity in mind, so I made up a name that, like you said, sound vaguely Indian. It could be vaguely Japanese. It could be a lot of things. There's nothing more to it than that.
You've been writing for young people for a while. You won the Newbery back in 1999. Do you feel like your audience has changed, or is what is a great book for young readers now pretty much what it was 15 years ago?
Yeah, I've actually been writing since 1976. And my first book is still in print and doing very well. So I no, I think I don't think it has changed. Kids have changed. I've changed. And so it's, you know, it sometimes gets harder for me to put myself, you know, when I, into that mindset. You know, when I first started writing, I was 22 years old. I'm now 61. So it gets more of a challenge to me, but I don't think kids have changed all that much.
Lewis Sacker's new book is Fuzzy Mud, and it's out on Tuesday. Lewis Sacker, thanks very much. It's been great speaking with you.
Well, thank you.